On Monday, the state begins issuing medical marijuana ID cards. That means New Hampshire patients who qualify can begin receiving those cards necessary to legally buy and possess cannabis. But of course, New Hampshire doesn't yet have any medical marijuana dispensaries up and running, so there's no place in the state for patients to go. Yesterday, we heard NHPR reporter Jack Rodolico share the story of Linda Horan, a cancer patient who sued the state for an ID card. Today, NHPR digital reporter Casey McDermott has written a piece for NHPR.org that examines the challenges the state has faced since the medical marijuana law went into effect in July of 2013 and how the rollout compares to other states. And she joins us now. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Rick.
Casey, we've got the state now ready to issue ID cards, but where are we at in terms of the rollout of the program as a whole?
Well, DHHS is saying the dispensaries could open as early as spring 2016. This past year, the state chose three nonprofit companies to run the dispensaries here, and those companies have spent the last few months scouting out locations and going through another round of approval at the local level. So right now, things are kind of in the hands of those companies. They're working on getting their facilities ready for inspection so that DHHS can come in and sign off on things to allow them to start growing and cultivating the medical marijuana. DHHS actually plans to issue conditional approvals to the companies grow sites so they can start growing their plants while they're still putting the finishing touches on the actual dispensaries.
So where does that leave potential patients?
Until a few weeks ago, it was looking like patients were going to have to wait until those dispensaries were ready to open before they could actually legally possess medical marijuana here. But the state decided to start distributing ID cards after Linda Horan, a woman from Alstead who's suffering from late-stage lung cancer, successfully sued for hers. Horan was able to get medical marijuana across the border in Maine, so theoretically other patients might be able to do the same until the substance is available here.
Why has it taken so long for New Hampshire to get this program off the ground, Casey?
Well, state law allowed for some lag time. It gave the state a year to come up with rules for the ID program and another 6 months to come up with the dispensary rules. And in the beginning, the state was very much on track, but the process slowed down a lot when it came time to actually selecting the dispensaries, which took about 4 months at the beginning of last year. One thing that's important to keep in mind is that DHHS didn't have any extra funding to get the program off the ground, so it's had to be self-sustaining. That meant the agency had to basically launch this new program from scratch while relying on employees who already had full-time jobs. So that slowed things down a bit. But some money started coming in once the dispensary companies began paying application and registration fees, and the department's been able to use that money to hire two new staffers. So they now have one person who works full-time on the patient caregiver registry and another person who focuses on medical marijuana facility inspections.
How does New Hampshire's experience compare to other states?
So about two dozen other states have legalized medical marijuana, but the approaches vary pretty widely. Some states basically allowed patients who were using marijuana for medical purposes to avoid criminal penalties almost immediately without going through the process of setting up a dispensary system. Some states also allow patients to grow their own marijuana for medical purposes, which isn't allowed in New Hampshire. So that also made the timeline go a little faster in other cases.
When you look around at other states, Casey, how long on average has it taken for some of these states to get their programs up and running?
On average, according to one expert I spoke to from the National Conference of State Legislatures, it can take states 9 to 18 months to launch a program, but some states like Delaware took as long as 4 years to open a dispensary. It's been about 29 months since the law went into effect in New Hampshire, so that puts us on the longer end of things.
Thank you, Casey.
Thank you.
Casey McDermott is a digital journalist here at NHPR. You can read more about the state's rollout of medical marijuana in Casey's full story. It's online now at nhpr.org, or you can find it on our mobile app.